Blog Talk Radio.
Locations they had across the city of Houston alone, and I saw how big Kalachis were in the state of Texas, and how the Czech Republic culture had taken over Texas by, you know, coming with the Kalachi. And so I took the Kalachi idea to another state, Colorado, that's never heard of Kalachi. We've been rocking and rolling there. Started selling house shoes in the midst of coronavirus. I started, then the world shut down and everybody was walking around my neighborhood. And as I saw all the customers walk around the neighborhood, the only thing I could think of is what's something I can sell the whole family tree. You know, what's something I can just walk outside my house and sell everybody in that household? Everybody that's taking that long walk around the neighborhood, what's something I can sell to everybody? Mom, dad, son, daughter, grandpa, grandma, and, you know, everybody, right, except for the dog. And so I thought about So we've been selling house shoes for since the middle of coronavirus. We sell a lot of house shoes. You know, can't wait for you guys to buy some. LifeLaxGlobal.com, LifeLaxGlobal.com. And, of course, the Kalachi Shack is the name of the Kalachi business. And She's Happy Hair is the name of the hair company. And I got a new company called Hanging Gang, which I love, where I set up this pull-up bar that can stand. People pay $20 to hang for 100 seconds for their chance to win $100, man. I plan on expanding that across the U.S. and coming to a festival, rodeo, or event, party, festival near you. You know, wherever the people's at, try to take the Hanging Gang brand with me to make a couple dollars. And I got a couple more brands, but I'll stop there. I just love jumping into businesses and learning new strategies and implementing these new strategies across all of my businesses while I'm teaching them to whoever will listen. So, yeah, that's who I am. I'm an activist. I'm a teacher. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an educator. And, you know, I'm a family man.
That is so awesome to hear. So how is you, with building all these brands during COVID, how have you grown your network? What have you done to grow your network? What are some tips you can give these people out here to grow their network?
The first thing I would say is, you know, if your money's in the bank, you're not growing. You know, if your money's not moving, it's not growing. You know, if your money's staying still, then it's, you know, that's what it's doing. It's staying still. It's like, if you don't improve, right? Right. So if you're not working out, you're not going to get stronger. So if your money's not working out, your money's going to get stronger. So if you got to spend in the bank, stop. That's not what we're doing anymore. That's what our parents told us to do. That's not what we're supposed to be. You're supposed to hire your money, you know, make your money work for you. So invest. You know, if you don't have comfortable with investing, go learn how to make more money. Go learn with software you can invest in. Let's go. Increase your revenue. That's going to make life easier for you. That's going to automatically bring in automatic money for you. So you want to invest in those type of systems. So use $500 a month system. Go invest in that system and watch that $500 to $1,500 a month if you use the right strategies. You know, if you join my virtual course, you know what I'm saying? That's the right person. That's the right person. Get them in the right thing. Your life is changing. I mean, again, holding on to the money is not the right move. You want your money to really always be moving. So when people ask me for money, nah, you know, like Steve Harvey said, I ain't got it. my investment. My money's in my entrepreneurial dreams. My money's in brand building. My money's in these new software that I just invested in to generate more revenue. So, you know, I don't have money now, but I will. And, as my network increases, she's at went from $11 million in 2020 to $16 million in 2021 in sales. And so, as a team, she's at the end of the revenue. Looking to expand to more stores across the U.S. right now as we speak, as well as, like I said, I have the opportunity to join forces with other like-minded individuals and join other teams and brands and help them expand across the U.S. as well. Like anything I'm doing, I don't want to do it in just one city. I want to do it in everywhere. So any team I'm on, we'll be trying to go global with it. So, that's what I'm doing. My network is increasing, but I got some art, which is more important. You know, some people only think about the money. Like, you know, your bank account increases, you don't get it. But, you know, how many books have you read? You know, what new strategies have you learned? You know, what seminars have you been to? You know, how are you getting to the money?
Exactly, and I'm glad you said that play on how you get into the money. We're about to do a class together here in Atlanta, Georgia, getting to the money. So it's going to be on September 24th in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're going to talk to you about scaling. We're going to talk to you about marketing. We're going to talk to you about networking. We're going to talk to you about leads. We're going to talk to you about data. So this is an opportunity for you to meet both of us in person so that we can talk to you and so that you can be a part of our network and learn about what to do in the business area.
Yeah, I love it. I know you said we're going to be showing you more than anything as well. I think that's a big piece. A lot of people just talk about, you know, how to get this money. They just talk about what you could do to grow and go, but they don't really show you. And so I like to show you. We'll be sharing screens and actually showing proof, you know, logging into systems, showing the bottom line, showing strategies, some of these flows that, you know, me and my team are using to get conversions, you know, to get people to check out at the website, to get people to go back after they've abandoned the cart. And so, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. Can't wait. September 24th.
So that is so cool. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited to work with you because the things that I know, and we've been talking for the last month now about this, and the things that I know and the things that you know together, like this is going to be a powerhouse event, and we're going to have so much information out there that you will make money leaving the event. The investment for the event will be as much money if you implement this, and you'll be able to make that money back from the investment on this. So go to gettingtothemoney.hair or look us up on, gettingtothemoneymasterclass.com or find us on Eventbrite, Getting to the Money. So Marcus, tell me one technique. Tell me one thing that you do when you're out networking with people. How do you network? What does that mean?
I try to be remembered. Network is just, network. If I, without looking up the true term, I would think of a net that's been casted out to grab something or someone. And then when you pull it back in, you want to be able to take whatever's in that net back with you to wherever you're going. You know, not just home, but all over the world. And so, you know, you wanna cast your net wherever you go, in the public, online, social media, right? Even on TV, you wanna network, you wanna cast your net. And who's ever tuned in to that television when you're being interviewed or speaking, you wanna say something that's gonna resonate with them, right? That they're gonna remember, that's gonna make them wanna pick up the phone when you call, make them wanna click on their email when you send it. You know, you want to be relatable, be remembered. And so I always make sure that I'm remembered, whether it's from something I say or, you know, just by my handsome looks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I try to be remembered one way or another. So even through storytelling, you know, they say that facts tell, but stories sell. And so if you wanna, you know, if you wanna shine and you know, you wanna stunt, you could just say the facts, like, yeah, I got $1 billion in the bank, or, you know, I dropped this kind of car, you know, those are facts. But the story is what sells. We wanna know, you know, how you got it. So what did you do? And so I don't hesitate to share my story every chance I get. And you know, whether it's at a networking event, on TV during an interview, on Clubhouse, while we're just in the room moderating together, or, you know, in person, you know, if I'm at a speaking event and I got the microphone, I'm actually doing call to action while I'm on stage. Like, it takes the word money to 888-111. And actually, that's something you guys should really do. You know, text the word money to 888-111. Let's just see what happens when you do that. And so that, I enjoy doing that when I'm at speaking events, and I just love watching the magic happen on the back end. You know, the networking for most people is, you know, when you first meet someone, the network for me doesn't really start until I got your email and your phone number. You know, and you get to know my brand. That's when we really network. You know, when you start checking out, you know, that's when we really network. When I start sending you happy birthday, Big Ed, that's when we really network. You know, I'm telling you, like, you forgot something in the car. You know what I'm saying? Free shipping today only. That's when we really networking. So I'm always networking with intent. I think we should all do so. You know, utilize the QR codes and, you know, the softwares and whatever strategies you know. Do them all, because we should not be in the business of acquiring data right now. You know, it's the only way to stay rich.
So 888-111. Text money to 888-111. And let's just see, just try it one good time and see what happens. You know, curiosity is what makes money, will kill the cat, but it also makes you some money. So text money to 888-111 and get some information and just see what happens. You know, you might get a free ticket. You might get a walk in a park. You might get to meet this man one time. You might need to come to band camp. Whatever it is, just do it. That's all I'm saying. Try it. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't even cost you anything to do that. So that is...
Some other people might have played the trombone or something.
That
ain't my thing. I'm not a clarinet guy.
You're not a clarinet guy? What about saxophone? You look like a saxophone kind of guy.
Yeah, you know, so anything got to do with, you know, I mean, I don't want to go there, you know what I'm saying? But let's stay on top of what we got
to do. All right. He's a comedian, if y'all haven't figured that out, too. He likes to make some jokes, and I can be funny on the way in and out, too. But the thing about networking is making sure, who do you network with? Like, if you walk into a bar, who do you network with? Do you just talk to everybody, or you like, pick people out or something?
No. Normally when I walk into a space, you know, I mean, you know, I'm a standout most of the time. And so, you know, I guess, you know, I look like somebody that likes to talk. You know, somebody, when they walk up on me, like, what you do? So when they walk up on me and ask what I do, I just never hesitate to tell them. And so for me, when I'm walking into a space and I'm trying to intently network with people or individuals, I network with people that's already spoken, that I can already, you know, it's like, okay, I heard them say something, or whether I heard them talking to somebody else, or I heard them on the mic because they were keynote speaking. You know, it's something that they said that I need to connect with them for. You know, sometimes I can go to a networking event and I only network with one person and be well more than satisfied. Sometimes I go to a networking event and I get, you know, 100 new contacts, and, you know, and I still be satisfied. But when I'm going to, like, a festival, I want to network with everybody. When I'm going, you know, when I'm vending at an expo, I want to network with everybody. I want everybody that walks in to the building, to the stadium, to the convention hall, to pass by my booth, screenshot a QR code, text in, do something, so that way I can talk to them after that festival. And so sometimes it's, you know, one person, two people, sometimes it's 100, and sometimes it's everybody, you know. So definitely I like the everybody, because it's a lot easier to just talk to everybody, you know, talking to everybody. Yeah, I want to get to know you. I want to hang out with you. I want you to follow me on the ground. I want you to add me on Facebook. I want you to add me on everything. You know, I want you to buy some shoes. You know, yeah, we sell bundles. You know, it's a lot of conversations being had when you're at those, you know, big expos where there's just a ton of people just passing by your booth. So I love talking and I love networking. So I really love talking to people digitally, you know, automatically more than talking in person. So that's always the goal, to talk, network, make that great first impression so you can make second, third, fourth, fifth, 50th, 60th, 105th impressions digitally for the rest of their lives and yours.
That sounds so awesome. And that is extremely important because I know since we've been cooped up in this house during coronavirus, we've been out of that whole networking genre, going out and talking to people, meeting people, touching people, shaking hands. You know, all of that was foreign for the last 2 years. So everybody, please get out there and start talking to people, meet people, get to know these people, because you're not going to meet everybody in your house. Now, there is so much technology out there. If you're still scared to go out, we don't mind you. Join the Clubhouse crew. Join the live. Join the blogs. Join the YouTube, because we're streaming on all of those right now. So if you're still a scary pot, then you can stay in the house, but make sure you watch and comment and post on our stuff. Since you can't really talk to us, like, comment, share it with somebody, replay it, listen to it a couple of more times, and learn from what we're saying and how what we're doing. Because at this point in time, we have to grow. And if you want to be in the business or y'all want to get out your job because they're making you do things that you don't believe in or want to do, this is how you're going to build your business and get to the next level. Network with the people who have a network. Network with, learn from these people so that you can grow and be successful at your business.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Like, you know, when it comes to networking or growing or learning or just educating yourself, like, you got to be there to get it. You know, and so if you're in your house cooped up, and you don't plan on being, you know, in Atlanta September 24th, or, you got to be there to get it, right? Whether it's money, education, opportunity, you just got to be there to get it. And sometimes it's not going to come to your living room. You know, sometimes you may not have to leave your living room. You might be able to just log in to get it. You know, but you got to go get it. You know, it's not going to come to you for sure.
Exactly. So get out here. So if y'all going to virtual network, guess what? Our class is going to be virtual too. We have a virtual option as well. So make sure you log into that or hit us up on a live and see what we're talking about. You know, let us earn your trust. The class is not until September 24th. So you have a little under 30 days to figure out if you trust us. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Clubhouse. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and all of those, and subscribe. And make sure you get in our network so that we can tell you. Or just text money to 888-111 and learn about what's going on and learn about our lives and learn about everything that's happening in that genre. So make sure you be a part of our network. Mark, is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you get an opportunity, you know, like this, where it's free on social media, where somebody's going live, where they're just, you know, giving some information, or, you know, you have an opportunity to, you know, pay for a seminar to get some information, or you just meet somebody on the street, and, you know, they're trying to get you some information. Sometimes the people that give you the information don't have no championships, right? It's like having a coach that don't play the sport that they coach, you know, but they can coach good, but they never played it, right? And so in this situation, you have a coach that not only has played the game, not only is still playing the game, but already got the game, you know. And so I think it's important to, you know, be intent on who you decide to learn from. And, you know, if I was you, I wouldn't mind learning from us, you know, because we got those championships, we got the proof, and I can't wait to see you guys September 24th.
That is so awesome. So we'll see you guys September 24th, and that's going to be a great networking event because we're going to have heavy hitters in there for you to network with. So make sure you're there. Make sure you're a part of it. So I'm going to end my blog talk. right now, but we're still live on